It could only be the sound of Scott McKenzie and San Francisco. Be sure to wear flowers in your hair. You're with CJNU 93.7 FM. I'm Adam Groovy Glynn.
And I'm Christy, dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Welcome to a special 50th anniversary program looking at the Summer of Love. I think it's quite incredible that it's been 50 years since that summer. And Christy, in honor of that, you took a trip down to San Francisco this very summer.
Absolutely did. Me and my mom went down there to, she was there for real in 67. I was not, clearly. But we both got to experience together in San Francisco, where a lot of it happened.
So over the course of this next hour here on CJNU, we'll be playing the songs and the sounds of the Summer of Love as we wrap up the joys of summer. And Christy will be regaling us with some of the tales and excitement of her trip to San Francisco a little bit earlier in the year. Incidentally, if you want to read all about that, head over to our website right now, cjnu.ca, where Christy's got a fantastic article accompanied by lots of photos of what San Francisco looks like today. And now we continue with the music. Here are the Youngbloods and Get Together.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go, he will surely pay his. When the one that left us here turns for us at last, we are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another. Try to love one another right now.
People now, smile on
on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. I said, come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Right now, right now.
CJNU 93.7 FM, the Youngbloods and Get Together, celebrating 50 years since the Summer of Love. Adam and Christy with you for the next hour or so. Christy, you did a lot of hard work in pulling this playlist together.
Yeah, well, everything on this playlist was released in 1967, and the majority of it even in the summer of 67. So, yeah, I tried to make sure to stick to to the appropriate year and just celebrate that summer of love.
It's going to be a lot of songs you know, a lot of songs you remember, and maybe one or two that you haven't heard in a very long time. We're going to take the first of our commercial breaks over the course of this show. They're not like regular commercial breaks, though. Good luck patronizing some of these businesses.
Why should vegetables be the quiet corner of your plate? Listen to what happens when Birdseye mixes peas with tiny pearl onions and adds just enough seasoning. The quiet corner will never be the same with Birdseye peas and pearl onions around. Taste them.
Also taste Birdseye green peas with sautéed mushrooms. They're good.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Tracks deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
That's a bit of Buffalo Springfield on CJNU. You're listening to the 50th anniversary Summer of Love special with Adam and Christy. Why that tune in particular?
It just fits so well into that time. I mean, it's one of the... Can't find the word I'm looking for. You know, the main ones that's on all the soundtracks and everything, and it just sounds like like the time, you know?
It very much sounds like the mid-1960s. And of course, Buffalo Springfield, one of the many bands that ended up having bits of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young in it. So,
yes,
fantastic group of musicians doing all sorts of things and getting up to all sorts of hijinks, to say the very least.
Yeah, a 60s staple, maybe that's what I was looking for.
That's the one. Yeah. That's the one. We move on now to some great Canadians who recorded this in the summer of 67. Here's Ian and Sylvia and Love and Sound.
Loving, really living, without you ain't living, boy, you're just getting up each day and walking around. Your world is crying now, my friend, but give it love and it will mend and teach you all the music to the loving sound.
Ian and Sylvia and Love and Sound. You're with Adam and Christy on CJNU, celebrating 50 years since the Summer of Love. And all of the tunes you're hearing, written, recorded, released primarily in that summer and all within the year of 1967. And Christy, you just spent part of your summer down in San Francisco, reliving it as much as you could vicariously in 2017. And you've written a fantastic article that's up on our website, cjnu.ca, and on the Facebook page too. So make sure people, if you're listening to this now, go and check that out. I think the biggest highlight of your trip was probably the magic bus.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't want to get off. I wanted to run away with the magic bus, just like, you know, all those pranksters did on Further.
So how did that work? What was the magic bus like?
The magic bus was definitely a magic bus. So it was it's a tour out in San Francisco. You can look it up, Magic Bus San Francisco, on the internet. And if you're ever there, I strongly urge you go on this bus and take the trip. So it's this bus, and it's got, you know, it's painted all psychedelic and stuff. And this bus pulls up to pick you up at your stop across from Macy's, ironically. And there's bubbles blowing out the back of it. And it's just... Your spirits are immediately lifted as soon as you see this thing, and you get on, and from then to the time you get off of that bus, it's just pure magic. And you have a host. Our host was Gaia. She was super awesome. Our driver was Juju. And one of the things that they said, they take you around San Francisco explaining to you the different areas and everything else, the history, and every now and then they'll say, "Windows up." And these screens come down, and all of a sudden you're back in 1967 and you're seeing the images from the time and everything else. And one of the things that they told us is, back in the 60s, if everybody sang along to all the songs. And if you didn't know the words, you sang even louder. And this song we've got coming up, no doubt you all know the words to this, so you be singing nice and loud at home.
Or if you don't know the words, sing even louder. It's the Beatles.
Sing the country song. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time.
Could only be the Beatles and All You Need Is Love. It's here true. On CJNU 93.7 FM. That was performed live for the very, very first time before they'd even recorded it and released it as part of Our World, the first live international satellite television production, broadcast June 25th, 1967. And you're listening to the Summer of Love special here on CJNU. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors of a fashion.
New High Karate Oriental Lime. Aftershave and cologne. High Karate. Be careful how you use it.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Secret agents Robert Vaughn and David McCallum continue their fight against the evils of Thrush. Tonight at 8, 7 Central Time on NBC.
Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. were cast was a sophomore plan to go to Swarthmore, but you changed your mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. What they were aiming at, and no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian and catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh. Disgusted, ages can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
That's low rent,
but keeping out the heat's hard.
Darkest of vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Such a cool sound. The Mamas and the Papas and Creek Alley on CJNU. Why that one, Christy?
I just love it. And you can't do a 67 Summer of Love show without the Mamas and the Papas, can
Absolutely
you?
Right. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to 93.7 CJNU, and we're celebrating and commemorating 50 years since the Summer of Love, 1967 through to 2017. It's quite hard to believe. And Christy, you had the privilege of going on a field trip. No, not really. You went on a vacation down to San Francisco this summer and experienced all sort of things down there related to the Summer of Love and beyond the Summer of Love. And of course, it's an interesting location to visit. And even geographically,
you get
lots of cool things to look at. And you were just telling me about watching the fog rolling in. No, folks, not that kind of fog. We're not in 1967 anymore. But no.
Well, you know, there might have been some of that around too.
Yeah, there probably was, but...
The fog, and actually our Airbnb hosts that we stayed with out there named the fog Carl, so they would every night, you know, it would be rolling, oh, Carl's coming in. So it was really pretty incredible. I mean, maybe this is not so incredible to some people, or especially, you know, people who live in the area, obviously, that are used to it, but just watching it roll in, and I mean, we were overlooking the entire city from where we stayed, so... It was just this really crazy, and it was never the same on any given night. Like, sometimes, you know, the way the light sun was hitting, there'd be a line of just, like, a silver lining on the cloud, right? And the fog on top of that. It was just so neat to watch.
Absolutely fabulous. This next song feels very apropos after you describing some San Francisco nights. Eric Burdon and the Animals.
This following program is dedicated to the city and people of San Francisco, who may not know it, but they are beautiful, and so is their city. This is a very personal song, so if the viewer cannot understand it, particularly those of you who are European residents, save up all your bread and fly Translove Airways to San Francisco, USA. Then maybe you'll understand the song. It will be worth it. If not for the sake of this song, but for the sake of your own peace of mind.
Strobe lights beam, create streams. Walls move, minds do too. On a warm San Franciscan night. Old child, young child, feel alright on a warm San Franciscan night. Angels sing, leather wings, jeans of blue, Harley Davidson's tree, on a warm San Franciscan night. Old angel, young angel, feel alright on a warm San Franciscan night. I wasn't born there, perhaps I'll die there. There's no place left to go. San Francisco. Is filled with hate. Heavens above, he's on a street called love. When will they ever learn? Old cop, young cop, feel alright on a warm San Franciscan night. The children are cool, they don't raise fools. An American dream includes Indians too.
Seen better looking paws in the zoo.
Oh, Madge, dishwashing.
Well, now that is not any excuse when you've got palm olive dishwashing liquid.
Pretty green.
Softens your hands while you do the dishes. You're soaking in it.
Dishwashing liquid?
Mm-hmm.
Must be mild.
Oh, more than just mild. In your sink. The suds last a lifetime, besides softening hands.
Madge, mm-hmm. You and palm olive liquid are a marvelous twosome.
Well, we both have great shape.
This is the great one, the ultimate driving machine. And if you don't know what that means, you're excused. But if, when you see this car, you're seized with an uncontrollable urge to plant yourself behind the wheel and head for the wide open spaces, then we're talking to you. The great one is an idea on wheels. The idea that there's more to driving than just moving from place to place in isolated indifference. The great one is 400 cubic inches of glistening engine. The great one is a superb road-handling chassis. The great one is bucket seats, carpeting, and a walnut-styled instrument panel.
The great one is Pontiac GTO for 1967. Isn't it time you decided to ride the wide track winning streak? The great one is here.
And you're back on the 50 years since the Summer of Love special on CJNU. I kind of want to drive the great one now.
The great one.
It's absolutely fantastic. I hope you've been enjoying all of these commercials, folks. Christy's been digging around in the archives for the music, but also for some of the great commercials that were on the radio and television back in 1967 as well. Pontiac GTO. I wonder if there are a few of those still knocking around in Winnipeg. Probably a few.
Probably, yeah. And you can probably see them on cruise night on boarded.
Absolutely
Sunday
right.
Night.
Well, now we're going to spin things back to 67 and look at some psychedelia.
Yeah, we're
going to
go further down the rabbit hole.
Absolutely. Two tracks back to back, the first of which comes from Strawberry Alarm Clock, Incense and Peppermint. So we're going to follow that up with some Jefferson Airplane and White Rabbit. Don't touch that dial.
Good sense, innocent. You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Literally diving deep down into the rabbit hole. Jefferson Airplane and White Rabbit, and before that you heard Incense and Peppermint Strawberry Alarm Clock. You're listening to the Summer of Love special here on CJNU 93.7 FM in Winnipeg. Adam and Christy having far too much fun playing the songs that were on the charts through the year of 1967, and most of them hitting the charts during the Summer of Love. And Christy, the fabulous article is up on our website. I've said it a couple of times, but if people just joined us, head over to cjnu.ca and you can read about Christy's travels to San Francisco, including the Summer of Love experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, while we were there, De Young Museum was running the Summer of Love experience, and they had all kinds of exhibits, you know, pieces of clothing and such from some of the musicians from back then. I think they had a handbag purse kind of thing that Janis Joplin wore, and Jerry Garcia's hat, his famous American flag hat, and a whole bunch of different stuff. And just, you know, a whole bunch of examples of the clothing from the time, and concert posters and all those psychedelic. And they had this one room that was super cool. Probably our favorite part. Took some pictures in there as well. It was just this square room, empty. All it had was some shag beanbag chairs on the floor, and they had just projections of psychedelic stuff going on the wall. So that was pretty cool.
It's just mind-blowing how they did these things in the 60s.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. More great music still to come after these short messages.
Look out! Here it comes!
Wow! What's happening?
It's Super Shine Aero Wax. Rolls on wall-to-wall plastic shine.
It's beautiful, but will it last?
You bet. Aero Wax has so much plastic, it gives you wall-to-wall protection, too. I may not have to wax again for weeks.
For weeks?
With my active family, it's the only wax.
Super Shine Aero Wax. For wall-to-wall plastic shine, wall-to-wall plastic protection.
What is happening to salads? What is happening to salads that never happened before? New Seven Seas, New Seven Seas.
Make something happen to salads that never happened before.
What do we want?
Peace!
What we're thinking about is a peaceful planet. We're not thinking about anything else. We're not thinking about any kind of power. We're not thinking about any of those kind of struggles. We're not thinking about revolution or war or any of that. That's not what we want. Nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants to hurt anybody. We would all like to be able to live an uncluttered life, a simple life, a good life, you know, and like think about moving the whole human race ahead a step or a few steps. And,
or half a step.
Yeah, or a half a step or anything.
Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead with some timeless words of wisdom.
Thank you.
The Grateful Dead, and beat it on down the line. And you heard a little bit of the man himself, Jerry Garcia, just with some, as you nicely put it, words of wisdom there.
Mm-hmm.
Adam and Christy taking you on a journey back to the summer of love, 1967, 50 years ago this year, as we wrap up the summer here in Winnipeg and tie a nice bow on it and enjoy the last few days of lovely weather and look back 50 years and remember some of the cool stuff that was happening down in San Francisco. Christy, you had the opportunity to visit earlier this year.
I did.
What was it like going and seeing, well, for instance, the Grateful Dead house? Tell us about that. Tell us about the Grateful Dead generally.
Okay. Well, the Grateful Dead is one of my favorite bands ever. And, you know, they have a whole big following, which is actually pretty incredible, referred to as Deadheads. And, you know, many of the Deadheads that were following them back then are still following them around now. And I'm positive that I saw many of them at Jerry Day in San Francisco, which is held every year at McLaren Park. Beautiful, beautiful park. And Jerry Day is held right around Jerry Garcia's birthday every year. And it's a free festival, but they take donations and whatnot and sell the Grateful Dead merchandise to be able to put it on for free every year. And that was like stepping back in time. Now, I wasn't actually there in 1967, but I sure feel like I should have been, or I was somehow. And that was like being transported right back to that time. It was incredible. A sea of tie-dye and, you know, all these people in crazy costumes. People young and old just like dancing all around the fields. And it was absolutely amazing.
And we may have joked earlier about the fog rolling in, but
there was definitely some fog rolling through that forest that day.
I don't doubt it for a moment. Nice and fragrant, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And there was, you know, a lot of other things I could go into, but we only have so much time here. So
this is true.
Also, Haight-Ashbury, another highlight of the trip. Like that, we were just right at home there. And we got to see where the Grateful Dead lived at 710 Ashbury and, you know, took the pictures and everything. And they have like a tree where people write notes and stuff. The actual house itself obviously has different owners now, and they have put up a gate to keep us out or to keep Mother Nature in. And so it's different. But I mean, people still flock to that house to take pictures and leave messages and whatnot.
That's absolutely fantastic. Well, I'm getting hungry. I reckon it's time for another short break.
Softly. When you
sip
on some soup.
Soup.
Have Campbell's chicken.
Chicken.
They're twice.
Twice.
As nice.
Nice.
Campbell's chicken.
Chicken.
This is no double talk. Every one of Campbell's chicken soups is made with two chicken stocks. One for richness, one for flavor. So they're richer and just plain more chickeny than chicken soup by any other name. There's Campbell's chicken noodles, Campbell's chicken with rice, and Campbell's chicken and stars.
The part about them that's nicest,
nicest
is the part that you say. Twicest,
twicest,
they're twice,
twice
as nice,
nice.
Have Campbell's chicken. They're the best,
best
you can eat,
eat.
They're a chicken treat,
treat.
They're
good,
good. Campbell's chicken.
When you think twice about chicken soup, you'll buy Campbell's chicken.
Well, after all of that soup, I'm getting a little bit thirsty.
Burn up your energy, work up a mighty thirst, then belt down a cold Pepsi-Cola. It puts back your energy and tastes better cold than any other soft drink in the world. Put it to the taste.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi's got that special taste created for the cold. The cold turns on that Pepsi drive. Place Pepsi Cola, come alive. Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
You don't get sung commercials these days, do you?
Singing jingles.
I miss
so much.
It.
Not so much. A little bit, but yeah.
That was
like
fun.
Then.
A little bit of Campbell's chicken soup and Pepsi. Of course, other good brands of soup and other good soft drinks are, of course, available. We're not endorsing anything here. We're just having a bit of fun. Adam and Christy on CJNU, celebrating 50 years since the Summer of Love, with the music and the sounds and the stories of the summer of 1967 in San Francisco. And we now turn to the grassroots. Any reason why this particular track?
Well,
just because
I think this song has a good message in general. It's called Let's Live for Today.
Hope you enjoy this one, folks.
When I think of all the worries people seem to find, and how they're in a hurry to complicate their minds by chasing after money and dreams that can't come true, I'm glad that we are different, we've better things to do. May others plan their future, I'm busy loving you. One, two, three, four.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today.
And don't worry about tomorrow.
And I don't mean to hurry, as long as I'm with you, we'll take it nice and easy and use my simple plan. You'll be my loving woman, I'll be your loving man. We'll take the most from living, have pleasure while we can.
Two, three, four.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, live for today. And don't worry about tomorrow.
Inside of me, I got to feel you deep inside of me. Baby, please come close to me. I got to have your love, please,
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 please.
Give me some love,
give me some love,
give me some love,
give me some love.
Baby, give me some love,
give me some love.
Thank you.
what a long, strange trip it's been.
Actually, it's kind of flown by.
Yeah, you're right.
Ah, the sounds of 67, the fifth dimension, and that's Aquarius and Let the Sun Shine In. And that's all about the time we've got this evening, and we've had far too much fun. I have been Adam Groovy Glynn.
And I, Christy Dawning of the Age of Aquarius.
And you've been listening to CJNU 93.7 FM, celebrating 50 years since the Summer of Love with the sounds of 1967, including some of the interesting commercials that were making the airwaves, be it TV or radio at that time. So, we have been CJNU, live and in colour, and we hope you've had fun. And we leave things off with something quite special.
Yes, and keep it going. Peace, love, and music.
Fabulous. Final song for this evening's festivities. Maybe not one that you'd expect.
But I did.
Here's Tony Bennett.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue and windy sea, when I come home to you, San Francisco. Golden sun.